In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just have to say, it's hard to believe that my kids ever wanted to be near me that much that I couldn't be 20 feet away. But Oliver, I feel your pain, brother. It is early. And it is early, my goodness. As we come to the end of this season following the Epiphany, we are looking towards Lent, and I'm sure, as you all may remember, my favorite season of the year, the church calendar. We are hearing this story of the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain, and we hear within the readings today, obviously this is kind of a theme going on, this going up to the mountain to find God concept, and so we see that repeatedly. In our prayer, in our collect this morning, in the readings, Peter responding to others, sharing that moment that we just heard in the gospel, and even in the Old Testament with Moses. It's something about going up to find God. And that's something we continue. I'll get to that in a little bit. But what an interesting moment. After Peter proclaiming Jesus as Lord, he goes up, he takes him and James and John up to the mountain where they saw the fullness of the glory of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ, technically. And this is a moment where they went, oh. There was no confusing who this Jesus is anymore. This is the Messiah. And of course, Peter, like many of us, and I think he probably expressed exactly what most of us would in the moment, he was literally sitting in the glory of God. And what did he want to do? Stay. Let me build shelters for all of you. We should never leave this place. This is everything. Amen? Now, each of us, I hope, have had at least a moment in our lives where we just knew we were sitting in the glory of God. Amen? Amen. I hope. If you haven't, well, we should work on that a little bit. But I think sometimes in our world where supersizing, bigger is better, greater value, all the rest of it, I think sometimes we are looking for this glory of God at the level in which Jesus revealed the glory of God through himself on the mountaintop, and our mountaintops don't seem quite that high anymore. But they really are. I just think they are so common to us, we kind of miss them. See, because God lives among us by the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, he indwells us, his people. So we can see the glory of God literally in one another. Amen? But so often do we miss the true glory of God, because we are looking and have been trained to look for these big, giant moments, and all of us know, with our own lives, Jesus is in the details of our lives, and so easily he can be overlooked in the middle of it. Now, some of you may or may not be aware that at Asbury College in Kentucky, they had a very simple weekly service on February 8th, and as far as I know, it's still going on. See, that in a very simple service, there was a call to repentance, a call to entering the presence of the glory of God, and it's just been continuing ever since. See, people want to stay there, and people are recognizing here is an opportunity to be in the midst of the glory of God in this very simple way, in this very simple place, with a very simple gathering of God's people. There's no light show. Man, there isn't even any incense that I know of. I don't know how you get to the glory of God without incense, but I guess you can. But here they are in the midst of it. They're not even using right one language. And there's guitars. But it's all there. Where do you go? But the fact of the matter is this. In the simple things, we can find the glory of God. some of the things that happen in front of us are really not that simple, but they're common. Sitting in front of you is a red book. What's it called? The Book of Common Prayer. Had a conversation this week, I don't even remember where it was, and somebody said, those prayers don't sound very common. I said, well, that's not what it's about. It's something we have in common. But for us as Episcopalians, I think that sometimes we can find our way to the glory of God with a little help now and then. We're liturgical people, we're sacramental people, and sometimes we do that so often, it actually becomes common. Not something we share together, but just an everyday thing. In fact, that was one of the reasons why in the history of our church, some of you have been Episcopalians a little longer than I have. Anybody here remember when we did not have a communion every Sunday? There's a few. That used to be a thing. Communion every Sunday really didn't happen until that book in front of you came around. It was not an every Sunday thing. Do you know why? They didn't want it to become common every day. They wanted it to be something that people remembered and held on to. So we seek these moments, and sometimes we're so afraid that the moments will become so generalized in our lives, we try to control that. And sometimes it does become very common in our lives, an everyday thing, that we begin to miss it. This moment on the mountaintop was different. That they saw the glory of God. Interestingly enough, as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised. He's like, don't, just let it be. Now, why would that matter? Well, he needed them to be a witness to who he is. He is truly the glory of God present among us, God incarnate. And he also knew, Jesus would know, that the Holy Spirit would be poured out on his followers at the time in which he ascended into heaven, and that they would need to be a witness to the world of this who Jesus is, the Son of Man. And so he wanted them to know, you can tell them when I'm gone who I am. Because quite frankly, they're probably not going to believe you until then. And if we don't continue as those who know Christ to tell the world about this risen Lord that we know, that we have seen the fullness of his glory, we have sat in the presence, if we don't share that, others may never know. And if it becomes common and everyday to us, we may forget how important it is to be a witness. See, here we talk a lot about transformed lives, transforming the world. See, we don't do that. God, present with us, indwelling us by his Holy Spirit, can do that. So we must be the witness, and we can feel free to go and share that since he has already been resurrected. Amen. Now, in a couple of weeks, it's not going to feel like that because it's good to remember the process. It's good to come and fall on the mercy of God, but to hold tight to the fact that we are the witness. So I'd ask you, how often, or do you ever find yourself longing to experience the fullness of the glory of God through Jesus Christ? Just think about it. I mean, just for a moment. And how often do you wonder how can I have that? Does anybody ever find themselves going, how do I have that? What should I do? How do I feel in the depth of my soul the fullness of who this Jesus is? And then wonder, will it ever happen again if it's happened before? Can I recreate that moment? And I'd say to you, if that's what you want, you have come to the right place. Because that is what we do. Every single Sunday, this very room you sit in is physically designed for that purpose. Here's your mountaintop. Right here. This table is your mountaintop. You see, as I come up, if we were thinking more traditionally when we built this building, I would have taken 3 steps to get here. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To this place, which is just taller than every other surface in this building. This is our mountaintop that we come to every single Sunday to sit in the presence of God through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. This, brothers and sisters, is your mountaintop. That's why we come to it every Sunday and we reach out to receive the very presence of Jesus in the bread and the wine. In fact, that's why the tallest point of the building on the outside and the inside is over this table. The building is literally reaching up. So if we can reach up to God, maybe he'll reach down. And where we meet is right there. Watch my hands if I don't forget. As we just ask God to bless. And as I'm doing it, I'm just saying, not that God needs my help. I'm just saying, right here, God, come right here. Every Sunday. So if you truly wish to know, to feel what Peter was feeling when he's like, we can't leave here. This is our moment. This is our understanding. This is our theology. This is how we know God. And it's here. But sometimes it can feel very common and every day. Amen? So I'd say today, sit with this reality that we live out and that we walk out. You want to see Jesus? You want to see the fullness of the glory of God? You want the mountaintop? Here's your mountaintop. When you come to it today, let that sit. Let that be a moment where you know you are truly touching God, and let God touch you. And as much as we want to stay, he will then send us out to bear witness to the glory of God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit who will be indwelling you. Amen.